We will get there. We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're in the introduction on page Mem Aleph, and the Chafetz Chaim was enumerating the proactive commandments that are involved with Lashon Hara. And when a person believes, accepts the tale that he's told about someone else, the Lashon Hara or Rechilut, so then he might also be in transgression on Mitzvat Aseh Dochech Tochiach. He might also be in transgression of the mitzvah to rebuke your fellow man. For example, someone comes over to you and says, let me tell you something really disgusting about your roommate. I want to tell you, your chavrusa, there's something really annoying about him. So he's starting off with an intro. You realize he's about to tell you something negative. And he knows that the listeners will believe him. Even if he's not 100% sure, but it seems that way, so then he should really rebuke him. He should say, you know, let's talk about something else. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about the faults of this guy. Maybe it's not right we should talk this way. And so if he lets the guy finish, just tell the stories, then it's in transgression of this commandment. Now you'll notice I gave gentle examples of how to rebuke a person, because sometimes people are abrasive. Don't say that, it's Lashon Hara. I haven't found that to be so successful. But if you can try to change the subject or gently veer off of the subject or
well, sing a song. You know,
okay.
Lashon Hara, Lamed Hey, spell it backwards.
Okay. Very nice.
Works too, right?
Okay. I don't know, maybe in your house it works.
Remember,
that's
my
good.
Grandfather told him, he tells us that you shouldn't say something about someone unless it's good. And boy, is this good!
Even if it's good, you're not supposed to say anything, right?
We'll get there. We'll discuss that. So the Chafetz Chaim adds a footnote. Sometimes a person thinks to himself, when he finishes the story, I'll tell him he shouldn't have done that. But that's not right. You can't stand there and watch a person do something wrong and say, I'll tell him later it was wrong. You wouldn't let a person eat pig and then say, I'll tell him later he shouldn't have eaten that. So really a person has to stop before he does it. And maybe he'll agree to stop eating. Maybe every time, every bite can be a biblical prohibition. So to every sentence the guy says that's negative is a separate prohibition. So sometimes if you let the person finish his story, you can point out within the story that the story is not true. You can say, you know, I happened to have been there, and it wasn't so. And then sometimes, halachically, you have to let him finish the story, because there are times where you have to warn a person. Let's say a person is about to take a roommate, and that roommate has been caught stealing. So they're entitled to know that there's reason to be concerned about taking such a roommate. So you might not believe the story, but you have to be careful when you hear it. We'll see this in the laws later on. But sometimes you see that the guy is just into speaking badly, or he's joking, or there's no reason to let him finish off telling the story. And on the contrary, if he helps his friend stop, if he finds a way to change the subject or point out to him, hey, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this, or maybe there's another setting we should talk about this, or maybe we have to rethink whether this should be said in front of everyone here. So he's helping him. This is true regardless if there are other people present or it's only him. We will see more details of this as we go on. But that's the other mitzvah that he says here, that sometimes we have a mitzvah to help a person stop sinning, the mitzvah of Ochech Tochech. And again, we have to think of practical ways of doing this. If you do it in an abrasive way, very often it'll backfire. The guy will say, you don't want to hear it, you leave. But I'm telling the truth. Or all kinds of other lines which might backfire. If he says that, then the proper thing is probably to get up and say, look, I like you, but I don't think it's right for us to have this conversation, so I am going to leave, and we'll continue talking later. We'll talk, we try to do things in a way that won't be unnecessarily hurtful. And that's a sensitivity we have to develop within the halachic framework. Sometimes when a person is chozer b'tshuva, or even not, sometimes a person is so focused on halacha he's trying to keep, he overlooks the fact that there are comfortable ways, there are more gentle ways to accomplish the same thing, to accomplish that halacha. I can give you an example here. Thursday nights and Monday nights, we're supposed to have class here, and there's a minyan that finishes at 6:45, hopefully, if not later. Mm-hmm. So when I come in, first I tried asking them, hey, guys, we have to start shiur. Then I tried saying to them, you know, you're delaying all of us, we have to start learning. Then I tried shutting the lights. And everything I did, they didn't get the hint. Until it dawned on me, there's a nice way to do it. I get up here and I say, you're all invited to sit down, we're about to start learning. And they all walk out. You know, it took me time to find the nice way to do it. Instead of saying, you know, you're bothering us, instead of saying, please leave, instead of saying, you know, shiur has to start, I invite them. And sometimes a person stays, proof in the pudding. So I'm saying even when we're doing what's right, we have to think about it and find ways to do it that are nice and pleasant to other people.